Hi there, Michael Griffiths here, founder of Referral Marketing Guru, and welcome to this week's Get More Referrals Today podcast. Not all prospects are created equal. And in fact, the majority of the time, we're doing the wrong thing to the wrong people at the wrong moment, thinking that every prospect's the same. I want to jump into there's four different types of prospects and why you have to treat them differently. But before I do that, make sure you remember to subscribe to us on iTunes. Search on Spotify, Get More Referrals Today. Join us on YouTube. Become part of our Million Dollar Referral Network Facebook group, or join us in our secret society. The links are in the description, so make sure you come hang out with us even more. So what is this thing? Why aren't all prospects created equal? Why are we doing the wrong things to the wrong people at the wrong time, thinking that we're in fact doing everything right? Well, it's because of this. We use four different colors to describe our prospects. We've got gray prospects. Gray prospects actually don't have the pain point that we solve. They're not looking for a solution. They're never going to buy from us. And therefore, we should never be trying to attract or sell to gray prospects. They're not our people. And you have to be okay that every single person is not your person. Quite often, we try to sell things to the wrong sorts of people, the people who don't have the pain point that we solve, the people who aren't looking for a solution, the people who we can't actually help. And yes, there is a large percentage in society that are those people. And the sooner that as a person, as a business, you become okay with that and say, hey, they're just not our people, the better your business will become faster. So that's your great prospect. They're the people you shouldn't actually be talking to or going after or trying to attract. So then you've got red, yellow, green prospects. They're the people who can buy from you, but they're all at different stages. They're all at different levels of the buying process. So let's have a look at that for a moment. See, every single one of us has a way that we like to buy. Over time and over doing this many a times before, we have created our own buying process. Some people take days, weeks, months, years before they finally buy something. Some people have to have this list of 5, 6, 12 things ticked off. Other people, simply they ask a simple question, they get the right answer, they're ready to buy. See, everyone's different. But everyone has a buying process that they have created for themselves. The second part is, depending on people's past experiences, that will also affect how they buy, how quickly they make a decision, how cautious they are, how much proof they require from others. See, when you're dealing with prospects, you're not just dealing with the person in front of you, you're dealing with all of their experiences that they've had in the past. So therefore, you need to understand that a red prospect, which is simply, I have this pain point, I sort of want a solution, but it's not a real big thing for me. It's not urgent. I'm a little bit cautious. I've been burnt before. I've got a bunch of questions, and at the moment, I don't really know who to choose from. That's a red prospect. You've got a yellow prospect. Hey, I've got the pain point. I know I want a solution. I don't know who I want the solution from or what the solution probably really looks like. I've got a bunch of questions and obstacles stopping me, but I know that I'd like this solved. Yellow prospect. The green prospect, I want the solution, I know that you've got what it is that will help. I resonate and trust you. Let's get ourselves going. So if you think that every single person is a green person, then you're shooting yourself in the foot. Because a green person, there's like 2% of your prospect pool are green. Everyone else is red and yellow. It's why in our $1 million referral system and in our 100 clients in 12 month plan, the whole second quadrant is around how do you educate? How do you warm up prospects fast? Because now you know that there are different types of prospects, you now have to do different activities for each of those prospects. Obviously, you've got to stop going after grey people. That's what you do with grey because they're not ever going to buy from you. So let them go. So that's an easy activity to do for grey people. So now when you think of red people, well, they've got the pain point. They don't even really know if they want it solved because they probably don't understand how it can be solved. They certainly don't think that you're the right person because there's no know you, like you, trust you, resonate with you factors. They probably need more education, understanding of what the pain point's actually doing to them. So therefore, getting a solution becomes more of a priority. So the things that you've got to make sure that you're doing for red people ticks off all of those elements. And it can start moving people from being red to now being yellow. So a yellow person, I've got the pain point, I want a solution. I don't know if you're the right fit. I don't really have enough trust with you yet. I don't know if your solution will actually help me. So the yellow person's further down in that they know they want a solution, the pain point's big enough, and now you're proving to them that what you do and how you do it is the right solution for them. So what you do for a yellow person is quite different to what you do for a red person. The red person needs more education, knowledge, understanding that they need their pain point fixed. A yellow person is more about you on a personal level becoming the choice for them to use. So the red is around educating, sharing your expertise, getting them to see why the pain point needs to be solved. The yellow is around you building a personal know you, like you, trust you, resonate with you factors, and getting them to understand your solution and why that is a good solution for them. And that's what then turns them green. Now, when someone's green, it's about you now making sure they understand how you could help implement this particular solution for them and seeing whether there is a fit for you to be able to do things together. See, when we help our service providers get 100 clients in 12 months with no ad spend, not every single service provider is a fit. We can't help every single one of them. But until someone realizes that they've got the pain point, that they want a solution, that what you talk about could be the solution for them, you don't even get up to the part of are we a fit or not. So the big problem that exists right now is that majority of businesses believe that there is only one type of prospect, a prospect that's ready to buy from them. So therefore, the activities they do is like treating everybody as green, yet only 2-3% of people are green. And that's why you annoy prospects. That's why they become disengaged with you. That's why they leave and unsubscribe. Because you have misunderstood at what level are they at in their prospect journey. And you've started to do the wrong activities at the wrong time to the wrong people. When we look at our second circle, it's about right now you have no trust. And what we really want is to warm up your prospects fast, to turn them from being red to yellow to green. And to be able to do that, we need to educate. But we need to educate in different ways. We need to educate by having a different type of language for our red people compared to our yellow people, compared to our green people. But how do you even know what a prospect is? Like, you can't just send them a message and say, hey, prospect, right now, are you red, yellow, green? Can you just let me know so I can know how to talk to you? Unfortunately, they're not walking around with a color on their forehead. So therefore, what we need to make sure that we do is that within our educate quadrant, we're hitting every single marker. And the red people will resonate with the red things. The yellow people will resonate with the yellow things. The green people will resonate with the green and raise their hands. So you don't need to know what your prospect is. What you need to know and what you need to understand and what you need to appreciate is that you've got different prospects. And you can't put them all into the same pool and do the same things with every single one of them. Hopefully that's been super helpful. Leave me a comment wherever you happen to be listening to this, watching this. What was your takeaway? What did you just get from that? What are you doing to ensure that you're moving red people to yellow people to green people? That you're not doing the same thing for every single prospect. And remember, follow us on iTunes. Click on the link below. Search on Spotify, get more referrals today, and subscribe. Join us on our YouTube channel, Referral Marketing Guru. Become part of the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook. Search the Million Dollar Referral Network on Facebook. Or become part of our members tribe. We call it the Secret Society. Either click on the link in the description below or go to rmgsecretsociety.com. And if you'd like help, if you're a service provider and you'd like help getting more clients into your business without spending a cent on paid marketing, then reach out. Let's create a plan. If you want help implementing that plan, great, we can have a look at it. But at least let's get a clear plan for you to understand how to get more clients in less time without spending a cent on paid marketing. Till next time, guys, look forward to speaking to you real soon. Take care, everyone.